We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, Roto Grinders? Dean here at Steen 78904. If you want to get all technical, I mean, it's 5:30 on the dot on the East Coast, 2:30 on the West Coast, 4:30 Tennessee time. Of course, it's time for the flagship show here at Roto Grinders. It's called Grinders Live. Joining me today, 11 games in the baseball, and that means we have a three-man booth. Batting first, leading off, Kirkies. You want to bat lead off? What's up, Kirkies?
No, I'll try to get on for you.
You take a hit by pitch. We'll lead into it.
Derek Dietrich.
Is ripped, by the way, ripped and tanned. Have you seen him lately?
He looks like right off of The Sopranos, doesn't he? Like
he was on the Levitard show a few. Or
no,
back
more
at some
more
point.
Like Jersey Shore would be a better.
He was hanging out at the pool where they shoot the Levitard show in Miami, and I forget the name for some reason. I don't really know why. It's in the left field in Marlins Park as well, too. There's a duplicate version of it. Somebody in chat will tell us. What's up, chat? What's up, YouTube? Feel free to like and subscribe. We do appreciate that for the old algorithm. What up, Stevie? How are things in your world? Hopefully better than those that are trying to get on Vandal, because for some people, there's some issues still, according to our chat. I've had no issue. I know they were talking about it was mostly state-related. I don't really know if that's the case, because some people were saying otherwise. Have you played the FanDuel today?
It's been down for me for a while, but I did a podcast last night, so like I have FanDuel like baseball teams like locked in and not able to edit them. But they said they were going to make it right. They made it right the other day, so I'm not worried about it. And you were talking about like leading into it, like getting hit by a pitch, and all I could ever think about is Roger Dorn, like
yes,
Major League,
yes.
Such a great movie.
Roger Dorn was terrible. Not a good DFS player, though. You don't want Dorn. You don't want him as, like, a fielding for your pitcher, either.
No, definitely don't want Dorn. Who would you want? You'd want Serrano, right? Like the.
Oh, yeah, for GDP, of course. Just don't throw him a curveball. He's good to go.
Well, you just break a lot of laptops with him striking out on those curveballs.
That's for sure. Dean froze. So, Kurt, man, we got 11 games. You know, we both like, you know, Sharpside. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you have checked it out. Awesome app over there. Love what they're doing. If you build your streak over, what is it? It's 6 wins, and then you start getting $10 FanDuel credit. So, and then when you get to 11, it goes up. And when you get to 16, it goes up. So I'm sitting currently at 5 right now, Kirk. So, like, if I hit today, I'll get a little, like, FanDuel slide in cash over there. But we like the same game today. Like, we're on the Toronto Baltimore game. You like the Toronto side of things, but you accidentally locked the other side.
Yeah, it's touting 101. So I locked in Baltimore on the Sharp Side app for everyone, and I'm gonna tell everybody that I like Toronto Blue Jays here. So I'm going to win one of these. But I really did mess up. I meant to put in the Blue Jays as a favorite. I just think that there's a clear pitching advantage. I know that you think Ryu might get a little dinged up here tonight. And I do think there's going to be a lot of runs scored in this game. So we're on the same page there. The humidity is through the roof. It's Baltimore. It's a nice hitter park for everybody. And I think both of these guys could potentially give up some runs here. But I think I have to side with Toronto, who I think is just being a little undervalued at the moment, because everybody thinks, because the Orioles are hot, they're just getting a little bit too much line love right now. So looked like a good opportunity to take the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I locked in the over for that game. So I have it. It's set at 9 right now. It's still at 9. I love the over in that game. When it came out, I jumped on it to try to extend my streak to 6. So we're on the same game. I'm with you. I hope Toronto scores 9. So, like, I hope you're right with that. So love the Toronto Blue Jays today. So let's talk some pitching. I'm sure Dean will come back when his internet connection gets better. Maybe he's just logging off because he realized nobody else could play on FanDuel and he was just going to go load up on lineups. So let's start at the top. You got Ryu, Bassett, Boyd, Gollin. What do you think of these guys that, you know, are towards the top?
Yeah, so it's you know, Cheese's article always nails it. It's like a condensed pool for me because there's just too many guys in the slate that I have absolutely zero interest in pitching. And so therefore guys like Ross Stripling, from a safety perspective, I like his skill set. You know, he's not the huge high upside K pitcher, had a big upside game with the Giants. Had a nice game, really nice game going against the Padres, and then just had a bad sixth inning that he didn't get out of, which really messed things up for him. But and then he had to see the same Padres team again, which is I'm going to throw that one out when it's such, you know, quick turnaround there. Seeing this same team twice is usually not the best recipe for a pitcher. So I still believe in everything with this kid, and I think, you know, it's all about the matchup with Seattle, number one. So I think that safety just looks really nice. His price is priced right. And then for an upside, I like Zach Gallen. That's a kid who I believe in the skill set. He doesn't quite throw the heat that I like for attacking Oakland, but he has really deceptive fastball. He has like one of those moving fastballs that makes it feel a lot faster. So he definitely has ace quality stuff. So I really like him. And then, Ryu is the look good on paper safe play with, you know, his strikeouts have been up so far this season, and he gets the high K matchup with Baltimore. A Baltimore team that's swinging well with MVP candidate Santander at the moment. So those guys are kind of the top end for me. I'm with you. I would put Ryu kind of number three there. Gallen and Stripling are the guys that I'm just looking towards. And then there's some wild cards with Toussaint. And that's really all. Maybe Jordan Montgomery I have a little bit of interest in. But other than that, not too much.
Yeah, so like I feel like the start of the season has been rough on Zach Gallen. Like the Dodgers, he was in Coors. He faced another like good team too. So my only issue with Zach Gallen today, and I love him, like I'm all in, I'm playing 100%. Is the roof is open. Like why? I don't get it. I don't understand why Arizona wants the roof open, but like, that's like the one downside I think to him today. You know, so I was shocked when I pulled up, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks roof information page and like saw that the roof is going to be open today. But listen, Zach Gallen to me is the number one guy on the slate. I'm with you on Stripling. I really like Stripling as well. But like Ryu is a guy that, you know, when you're looking at it on paper, this is not the easiest matchup. Like, I feel like Baltimore, the top of the order for Baltimore can hit lefties like Alberto, Nunez, Severino, Santander. The bottom of the order is garbage. Did you look at the bottom of this order today that he's facing? Like, it's so bad. I think he is the third option. Like, if you're a little worried about, like, Zach Gallen pitching with the roof open, do you feel like you could play Ryu instead of Gallen in cash and maybe pair him with Stripling?
I think that's the safety. That's the safe approach. Right. I think that's probably going to be the chalky approach. I think people are going to stay away from this Heat, right? Is Cardi doing a crunch time? I don't know, but I lost a lot of money when he touted the Heat going off in Arizona the other night when the roof was open. Game did nothing. But, you know, obviously we all know that balls travel in the Heat, roof's open. So people are it's going to give people an excuse to get off of Gallen. But I don't, I mean, from a skill set, like he should be able to have safe innings against this Baltimore team. Like you said, the bottom of the lineup is horrendous. And this is a guy who just does not get hit hard. Command, his command is always right on. Plus his strikeouts have been up. So I think he is the cash play.
All right. So let's talk about the other guys that are up here. Do you have any interest in Matt Boyd? Like he just, I've been looking and I've been looking. I talked about this on the podcast. Like, I just cannot figure out like what is wrong with like Matt Boyd at this point.
I mean, it's what's wrong with Matt Boyd every year is the question, right? Like, it's,
yeah, but he looked good last year. Like he looked like he finally took that like next step. And like the only thing that I'm seeing is like where he's releasing the baseball is a little different.
He just doesn't have it all together at the moment. He's going to have that star where everything works, right? Like, I think that maybe the situation, you know, and pitchers weren't exactly ramped up like we were expecting them to be. I think all those kind of things affect him. I think playing for such a crap team affects him, but he's going to put it all together. The strikeout stuff is still there. The guy just gets pounded and, gives up home runs, but and so this is like the perfect GPP matchup, right? It's like the high upside of the K's against the White Sox, but also the massive power upside. So this is like the classic Stevie morning grind head stack. Play some Boyd and play some White Sox on the other side.
I can't take full credit for that. Like me and Siege are the ones that like way back in the day, we started doing that way more than everybody else. So I can't take full credit. All right, Dean, you can have the hosting roll back. I'm glad your power is back up. We have talked about Ryu and Gallen and Stripling. Do your thing.
Yeah. So little do you know, I just hate this pitching slate. I didn't want to talk about it. So I feigned power out. Did that work?
No problem. Bought it?
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. You got to roster two pitchers or one on FanDuel, depending on your playing. Maybe FanDuel heard me talking about FanDuel's like a server. And they said, all right, screw it, cut them off. Not really sure what happened to me, but I'm back. My apologies. hopefully it'll be good to go moving forward. And I caught the back end of that conversation as far as Boyd, and I wrote today's expert survey on RG, basically that Detroit-Chicago game feels like it has the biggest variance of potential outcomes. I could see Matt Boyd being the top scoring pitcher on the slate. It's not a good pitching slate. Ryu is perfectly fine. He's serviceable, but he's not going to go beyond 70. He's not going to throw more than 90, 95 baseballs or so. He should be okay. He's probably not going to kill you, but that Baltimore lineup, you know, bad ballpark. And also Baltimore is not striking out a ton. And Ryu's not a big K guy either. Gallen, did you guys talk about Gallen?
Yep.
Or no? What was your consensus? Because I kind of fell into him, a bunch of righties. He's kind of neutral, what he's shown so far, but it's a bunch of righties for Oakland. I wish they would close the stupid roof. It's 115 degrees in Arizona. Good Lord. I was like, if you're playing baseball, you want it to be 150. I know it's a dry heat and yada, yada.
It's dry heat. It's not humid. No humidity.
Yeah. It's still ridiculous. It's absurd. And the word in the street is they're going to have the roof open, which I don't care for. But that's kind of who I landed into. And Boyd is – I'm going to play some Boyd in tournaments. Last year he had a big K rate, about 30% or so. Of course, it's fallen back this year. Walking more guys this year as well. But, yeah, the biggest potential variance of outcomes is that Boyd versus Chicago game, because I could see Boyd being the top-scoring pitcher on the slate. I can't play him in cash. Or I can see him giving up – back-to-back games, he's giving up two homers, I think seven runs. And that Chicago lineup against lefties this year is top five in basically every single meaningful category as far as hitters. There are some boppers there. And I feel like Chicago's kind of being neglected. So I totally agree. And that's what I wrote about today is I'm for sure going to have some Boyd begrudgingly. But I'm also going to have some Chicago because there's plenty of power in those bats, and Boyd just might be broken. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you got to roster two of these guys. Griffin, Canning, whatever. I guess he's fine. Zach Davies, I'm not enthused. Do we know if the roof's open and they're closed in Texas yet? I assume it's closed.
I haven't seen Texas. I know Arizona's open, and Miami has the wall open, but the roof is closed from what
Oh, the back wall. Okay, the panels. That's open. Okay, that's interesting. And then Stripling. Stripling is a fine pitcher, but he's another guy. Just, you know, Dodger pitcher, won't go deep. You're begging him to go five. You're thrilled if he goes six. You know, I was obviously a good matchup in Seattle, and I might land into him as a SP2 in cast just because. But all these guys are more or less kind of sort of the same. Kirk Diaz, do you have a hot take as far as your favorite pitchers today? Because
I'm not a big hot take guy, Dean. We've been down this road. But
I have a take.
I think Stripling is a phenomenal play. I think he's the perfect play for this slate. He's cheap. He's – you know what you're getting with him. I believe in the skill set. He's – I went over that. He's had just a – he had two really great starts, one against San Francisco, one another against the Padres, where then it ended up blowing up in the sixth inning. And when he was just cruising. Now this Padres team can hit, right? Like, and then he followed that up having to see the same team twice, the Padres again, and it was a lackluster start. So I'll give him a pass on that one, but it's all about matchup with Seattle. We need to pitch two guys. He just looks like the safest route. Gallen is my top play. He's, you know, he brings that K upside. Oakland is the strikeout matchup. Gallen is an ace. I believe it. He's got nasty stuff all the way around. I said that, you know, he just doesn't quite have the heat that I usually look for against Oakland, but he has like the deceptive movement that makes the pitches feel, you know, seem like they're much faster. And he locates the fastball high and inside really well, makes it hard to get to. So Gallen, I worry about the heat like you guys do as well, but like I lost a lot of money putting in bats when it was 115 degrees last week. So, I'm a big results over process guy.
You're just pointing at a scoreboard, really, if it was either good or bad.
I mean, I'll take results over process every day of the week.
I'm more of a process guy. Which one are you, Stevie?
It depends on the day.
Depends if you think good or bad.
Listen, I trust the process. I do that. I've had the same like rhythm and like for years now, ever since I've started doing the morning grind. Like I do the same thing every day research wise. So I guess I trust the process way more than I trust the results.
And you guys talk about Rio. Did you happen to give the reference to the Sharpside app? Because I know you guys both had a take as far as the Toronto.
Yes, Dean. Like, come on. Like, if there's anyone that like can just take over, like, I got you.
I assume you did, but I don't want to be presumptuous. I just figured, you know, might as well knock it out. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, can we talk about like Touki Toussaint? Like, I feel like I talk about this guy more than everybody, but like, he has a 30% K rate on the season, and like this lineup is not that good outside of like the top two or three guys. So like, is he a guy that we could potentially look at in tournaments here? Like, or am I crazy because I like Touki Toussaint again?
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. You know, he was a bit of a prospect, and he's blooming up with 30.3% K rate this season. Like you said, small sample, but as far as the K's in that lineup, if you want to look at this year specifically, it's the back end, Keboom, Thames, and Robles. Unfortunately, there's no Michael A. Taylor. Michael A. Taylor. Oh, my God. I tilted so hard at him yesterday. Oh, that's not worth getting into it. Results, the scoreboard says, Gertie, that Michael A. Taylor is terrible. The results oriented. Oh, man. What is your thoughts here? Jump in there as far as Touki, because I agree. I think he's in play, especially in this slate.
I'm high on Touki in general. His curve and his splitter get extremely high whiff rates. So the strikeout stuff makes sense, and I know we've all been waiting for it to regress because of the fact that he's gone from the bullpen to a starter, but the strikeout stuff is going to be there, and it's going to stay, I believe. The thing, the counterpoint here that says that we can't play him is Kevin Roth's Weather RX.
Oh.
It's a 32% increase in home run rate in
Oh, it's a small sample, though. This isn't a
I know, I know. I know. I just wanted to get that out there.
It is hot, though. It's probably bad weather for pitching. But
it's all about dew point. It's dew point. It's dew point.
What's the dew point precisely?
68 dew point.
There's a fire emoji next to the weather edge as well, too. And like you said, 32% bump in homers. But that's only in a sample size of 12 because it's a new ballpark. But, yeah, I mean, it's
– So I'd like to see actually the roof open with 115 degrees in Arizona, what the weather edge says. It's going to say a negative 98% in run scoring.
Yeah, because of that one game.
Yeah, exactly.
Roth will be on next on Crunch Time with Cheese is Good. I'm sure Roth will give some takes as far as the what we expect to be an open dome there in Arizona. And like, I don't know what to do with Gallen. I think I'm still going to play him because who else am I going to play? Stevie, can you give me anybody in this nonsense, any of the garbage, like Belak probably can like go five and get a win. And I guess that's good enough. I can't get excited about any of this nonsense though.
See, I feel like I Yamamoto, I feel like he's really bad and like he's starting to regress, but like that lineup is not too, super scary. But like when I found out like the back of the stadium was going to be open, I was like, I feel like that's enough of a downgrade to talk myself off of that. Dean, I play like 1 to 3 lineups a day, and like my pitching core, like today, it's Gallen, it's Stripling. I'm trying to talk myself out of playing Ryu and like Tuki Toussaint. So like I really don't have takes. Like I feel like if you're going to play anybody, it's Brandon Belak. You know, I feel like he is the guy. Like I don't feel like anybody under 7K is really in play today. I believe in the talent for Chris Bubic, but like I can't trust the matchup against Minnesota. So overall, I just feel like this is a spot where I'm with Kurt. Like we have really small pitching pools today.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at as well. I mean, I think you can play Boyd in tournaments. Maybe he goes back to what he once was, and there are some K's in that Chicago lineup. But again, that can definitely go the opposite direction as well, as I talked about before. I think Canning is playable. And like Stripling, like the 4 points for the win today is huge because I don't know if there's anybody separating themselves from the pack as far as pitching. And I think the Dodgers do get a W, assuming they let him throw 5 innings. Kirk Tees, you know, give your final thoughts as far as pitchers, or if you want to throw out one of these garbage arms, feel free.
No, I mean, I don't have any like love for any garbage pitchers. It's just Stripling, Gallen, Ryu, Jordan Montgomery is the wild card for me. I think his strikeout stuff hasn't been there. I think it's going to come. And obviously this isn't the best strikeout matchup, but Boston sucks. Okay. This is my Red Sox team and they're so bad. They don't care. And yes, they could come around and hit them and it's a good matchup for JD Martinez, but Xander is not hitting. He's just been pathetic. Like this team is just pathetic at the moment. And so I wouldn't shock me at all if Montgomery comes out here and mows a bunch of them down, has a really efficient outing.
Yeah, so my issue with that is a couple of things. Montgomery's got a 17.9% K percent. That's terrible. Yeah. Extreme hitters umpire, that's not ideal. And this Boston lineup, wow, not good. You're correct. Your Red Sox are awful. They don't strike out. Collectively, we're looking at this lineup today specifically, 18.1%. Outside of Chavis, there's pretty much nobody that strikes out a ton.
Thanks, Pilar, Dean. Tell us something we don't know.
Well, that's right. You guys are both Boston fans. It's hey, you won several World Series. There's 30 teams in the league. You can't win it every season.
They're okay. Not supposed to be this bad, though.
Well, I mean, they're not very good.
I like it. I mean, I like it. I just stack against them every single slate. That's what I do.
Close out pitchers for us, Stevie. I guess we kind of said it all, right?
Yeah, like I love Gallen. I'm with Kirk. He's my top guy today. Ryu, Stripling, safer options. Tuki Toussaint, Belak, like your little floor, high upside type guys. That bottom of the Rockies lineup is really bad today. So, like, I don't think Belak is the worst option. He's just not a huge K guy from what we've seen so far. So, you know, he doesn't have the upside as Tuki Toussaint, but maybe he's a little safer.
And they're asking in chat about the weather. I went ahead and dropped Ross a recent update to his article for you guys. While you're at it, feel free to like and subscribe there on YouTube. We do appreciate that when it comes to the analytics. Of course, if you want Ross Moat's update when it comes to the weather, you got to tune in to Crunch Time. You guys are pre-members. They take over at 6:30 all the way up the lock. Jesus good. We'll be handling the baseball questions. Roth will be all over weather. Let's talk some catchers on DK. what? I saw this yesterday when Travis d'Arnaud was 2-5, and I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm like, he's probably going to sit on a Sunday. They'll correct that on Monday. I'm sure they'll correct that. Stevie, why is Travis d'Arnaud 2.5K on DK?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like we haven't projected at 27. It's going to be over that, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I trust the ownership. Like, Jimeno and the team does such a great job with ownership projections. But, like, it just – on a day where there's, like, 4 or 5 stacks to pay up for today, like, I feel like if you're not stacking, you're definitely playing Travis d'Arnaud. Like, he's your cash game lock catcher. But, like, even in tournaments, like, I might play 100% d'Arnaud in tournaments just because he's so cheap.
Yeah.
Batting third, too, against Anibal Sanchez. Like, the matchup is fantastic, and, like, the price and lineup spot even makes it even better.
And if you're going to trust the Weather RX.
Weather Edge. Weather Edge is what I meant to say. I'm thinking of my own patent-pending system that I've got.
That's back to last year. I thought you gave up on that. Is that
yeah, we have a bunch of bugs going on, so it's tough to get this thing launched.
Get the Fandle guys on it. I'm sure they'll clean it right up.
Yeah.
Hey, Fandle's back up.
Oh, there you go. All right. Hopefully it's for all states. Everybody's participating. That'd be nice. According to chat, it's still good to go. Yeah, and it's obviously site-specific. You know, the site guy in FanDuel, you don't have to play a catcher, but if you want to play a catcher, you can play Mitch Garver. I'm totally supposed to be good against lefties. He has not showed that this year. It's been terribly disappointing this year. Maybe he was a one-year wonder. I don't know. I like to think he's more real than not. He's pretty cheap, and on FanDuel, I want to say he's 2.5, so he's a really strong player there, batting second, versus the lefty Bubik. For tournaments, Gary Sanchez, I think it's 3 games in a row where he banged one out. We talked about that game should have a high score. I think Martin Perez versus Montgomery, despite the fact that a lot of the Yankees are out and that Red Sox lineup not very good. Grandal versus Boyd, love that for tournaments as well. And again, I think DK, all the ownership's going to flood the Darnold. It's cash game. You have to. It's the first thing I plugged in for my cash games. Jumping in at these. Go ahead.
Really quick. We don't have a lot of umpire data, but that Red Sox game has an extreme hitters umpire. So
yeah. Gerkes, what do you have for me as far as some catcher pivots in tournaments?
Yeah, like you said, Darnold is going to be the chalk everywhere, especially in like single entry stuff. Double ups, easiest play ever. I mean, Gary is finally starting to hit against some bad pitchers. Went deep a couple of times recently. You know, gets the soft throwing or not really soft throwing, but not the best pitcher, and Martin Perez, he gets the platoon advantage, which we always like. So gotta look to that for a home run if you're home run chasing. Mitch Garver interests me a little bit. The guy that nobody likes to play, and the lineup comes out, and he's probably gonna get no play because Stripling is gonna be so chalky, is Austin Nola. Just keep playing that guy every day, and he keeps producing. But that's about it. I mean, I don't know. Suzuki. That's about it. It's the list.
I know you're the king of Yahoo. There was again, their pricing is so – they're all about scoreboard when it comes to, like, what have they done lately as far as their pricing. Gary Sanchez on Yahoo, he's hit 3 home runs in a row, I believe, in 3 separate games. He's
yeah, but see, it's weekend. He did it over the weekend. That's the problem. Is
when did they do their changing on pricing? They don't – like once a week?
They're not very active on the weekends, you'll notice. So tomorrow he'll be like $28. That's what's going to happen, you know.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. It's $7 is the floor and $27 is the ceiling in Yahoo. Is that correct, more or less?
Well, except if you're Toro, he was $40 the other day.
That was the weirdest.
Batting from number nine holes.
Was he 0% owned? Did we check this? I assume he was 0%.
I don't know. I hope so.
But Sanchez is $9 over there. Is the point
nine bucks?
What are we doing?
Yeah, you're playing him. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, he's $9. Darnold is $21 over there. You're probably not playing him there. But of course, if you want to be goofy and different, you can reverse it in tournaments because of ownership, because that's a thing. All right, we got anything else as far as catchers? So shall we move on to first base? Kirk Deese, open up first.
First base, okay. I mean, Freddie for me. I know Bellinger's going to be – so Bellinger's been struggling, and he's opened up his zone. And there's an article on Fangraphs about him today that people may want to read. Check it out, but about
give us the cliff notes. What did it say?
No, I didn't fully read it. So
did you read the headline?
I skimmed it a little bit. It's like it's saying that there's definitely cause for concern here, but there's also potentially hope. But he's just someone that I think he's still, you know, he's obviously a good play against Dunn because I mean the Dodgers are just a good play tonight. They should put up a ton of runs, but I just prefer Freddie Freeman for sure against Anibal. And it's only 200 more, really easy to get to. You know, the Weather Edge just put me there, so it's easy play for me. But Luke Voit, I mean, you want anybody against Boston, like whoever they roll out in this lineup and is capable of going hitting a home run, that's who you play. So,
but
you
it's just laundry the Yankees. So there's like 3 guys, and there's no Judge, there's no Stanton, there's no LeMahieu.
And it's the next man up. It's the next man up. But Luke Voit can hit bombs, right? And that's what we want. So that's Clint Frazier can hit bombs. Gleyber Torres can hit bombs. Gary Sanchez can hit bombs. Andujar is a decent hitter, but we'll see. You know, his first game back. bottom of the order, that's a little
rough. Eric Kratz, Canada Bomb.
Yeah. That's a little rough down there.
I guess Sanchez is DHing, I'm going to assume. That's what's happening there with Kratz in the game as well. That's just my assumption. I would assume. I guess he's a better catcher than Sanchez, but I don't know. We're going to give him a day off. Who knows? Doesn't really matter. Stevie, first base, add to the conversation.
No, I like Freeman a lot too. I like the Braves. Like I said, there's like three or four teams that I like a lot today. Braves are one of them. Cody Bellinger like changed the swing in the offseason, so I'm guessing that's what Fangraphs was kind of talking about too. So there was a lot of concern like coming into the year, like for like season long people with Bellinger this year. But anyway, I like Vlad Guerrero a lot. Like, this is the spot I feel like he could hit two home runs in this game. Alex Cobb continues to struggle with power righties, and Vlad's a power righty, so love Vlad. If you want to pay down a little bit, you know, you guys mentioned like Derek Dietrich, like he is cheap. You could play him in the outfield too. Travis Shaw, you could play him at first and third base. And then Hunter Dozier for Kansas City, like he's a guy that more likely you'll end up playing at third base as a cheap option. But like Whistler's only going to go like one or two innings, and then it's going to be a lefty. And then Rowdy Tellez, again, like love the Blue Jays today. So just got to pick on DraftKings. You just got to pick which one you want to play at first base, which kind of stinks. But on FanDuel, you can at least get two of those guys in there.
You can throw Shaw at third base if you really want to grab two of those three on DK.
Oh, that's, you're right. You're right.
On an expert survey today, I couldn't decide which one to pick between the sneaky homer guy. I picked the rowdy one, Rowdy Tellez over Eric Thames. One of those guys is going yard. No, I can't tell you which one. Just one of them. Which one is it? Anybody know?
Tell us.
All right, the rowdy. Yeah, I mean, and you know, Alex Cobb has had some. It's a small sample size, like 33 innings or so, or something like that. Over the last 2 years, he hasn't pitched a lot. He's been injured, but as far as his homers per nine in the last, you know, this year, last year, 30 some innings, it's like three and change. That seems like a lot. I feel like that's a lot. That seems like a lot of homers. I don't mind Thames on FanDuel as well, where he's like 2.4K. I know we like to Tuki Toussaint to some degree, but of course we talk about degrees, how hot it is in Atlanta. And Thames, when he makes contact, he can barrel it up pretty good. I think he's definitely a good upside play for a cheap salary on FanDuel. If you're trying to like spend up on some big spends, you need a salary saver. Don't mind him playing for, you know, play two first basins or something like that. Anything else that's worth a – oh, Muncy. Muncy's available first and second. We'll talk about him at second base, I suppose, on DK. But another lefty bat against Justin Dunn. Justin Dunn, you know, he is a prospect. He's a name. He's, a, you know, got a good pedigree, but does not seem quite ready for television just yet because he's not been good, and this is not a soft landing spot here against the Dodgers. They are clearly the top team to stack, you know, from a – like the team most likely to go off, of course. You're bringing ownership and gamesmanship and all that kind of stuff. You know, playing leverage and all that, obviously it's a different conversation. But if somebody says who's going to score the most runs today, Dodgers is the answer. Team total 6.3. We got anything else at first base, or shall we move on? I guess we'll move on. Sure, why not? Stevie, keystone position, second base. Open it up for us.
Biggio and Muncy, like as much as you possibly can. Like those two guys. Like Biggio is outfield eligible now too, but those two guys are like way above everyone else. What is Jose Altuve doing batting sixth today? Like
he has to be dropped in the lineup. He was batting there over the weekend as well. Like he told Dusty, like, listen, drop me. I suck.
Well, I don't like, that sucks for DFS. So, like, you know, Toro is batting second today. Cronenworth continues to hit. Those are like the cheap options that I would look at, but like mostly just paying up for Biggio and Muncy as much as I can today. Like my Braves stack, I have Camargo in my Braves stack, so he's an option.
We went over – I meant to mention him, but Jose Abreu, like again, like, and I feel like that's what people are doing in the regular lineup, so I don't want to talk about first base for a second, but just wanted to give a shout-out to Abreu and that Chicago side. I want to reiterate, I like those White Sox for tournaments collectively. I could see three homers off of Boyd and just kind of get going there, and I feel like they're going to be mostly neglected. And I agree with you, Stevie. Those are my two favorite second basemen as well, Biggio and Muncy. How about you, Kirk Keys? Do you have anybody as far as a tournament spin?
I mean, those are my guys. I could sit here and say the mouthwash for you, but
yes,
that's it. That's the only other. I mean, I want a homer tonight from second base because Muncy and Biggio have massive home run upside, and then, so I think it's, Scope would be the only other guy that could potentially maybe Ketel Marte, but like Bassett's a good pitcher. He's not bad. So there's just nothing else that's really standing out. Maybe Rougned Odor, who just finally got one against Davies, who doesn't miss a ton of bats. That's it.
How did NASCAR go this weekend, Stevie? Is this a bad question or a good question?
Made like 10 grand. It was a good weekend.
Ooh. Oh, it was a good question. Look at that. Nice.
Yeah, I won a couple of FanDuel tournaments this weekend.
Scoreboard. Very nice. Yeah. Do the people know about the NASCAR package, right? I assume they don't.
I would hope so, but if you don't, hey, I like NASCAR, and there's a shitload of races this weekend. Sorry, Devin. like, I went to the store today, and I bought extra Monster Energy this week because, like, there's 5 races in 3 days, and I'm already crying a little bit.
What's your go-to Monster flavor?
Rehab and Pipeline Punch. Like, those are my two.
Do you dabble in this at all, Kirkus?
I do not.
You more of a Red Bull guy?
Yeah, I don't mind Monster.
Nas.
But it's just Red Bull is just what I have access to.
Yeah.
I buy it at Costco. And,
what do you mean
and,
access?
I went crazy for like COVID and like stocked up on everything, and I bought like a huge case of Red Bulls.
So only buy
the way to buy it though, man. It's so much cheaper buying it that way. Like so much cheaper.
Yeah, we got to.
It has so many chemicals and stuff in it. Like, it doesn't go bad for like 6 years, so who cares?
If you leave one like open, it stinks up the entire place with like this weird smell.
You ever see a Coke like clean a penny off? You ever see that before? It's on YouTube, probably.
I think I saw something.
Put a penny in like Coke, and all of a sudden it's going to be like.
Oh, you should watch the Monster Energy one where they dip like vegetables and fruit and what it does to it. Yeah, it's not good for you.
Yeah, maybe it's the vegetables that are tainting the Monster Energy. Is that possible?
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know.
Time of this, though, I guess supposedly just in a stack for the Angels. I did see a note, the Giants bullpen. I'm sure you probably saw him blow that lead against Oakland. What an absolute disaster of the weekend. The Giants bullpen this year, I believe, I want to say the number is 24. They got 24 homers this season, which is six more than any other team, and the second worst team. That bullpen's been bad. All right.
Right behind them, from an ex-FIP standpoint, is the Mariners, who just gives us more reason to play the Dodgers tonight.
Did you have that off the dome? I think it is the Mariners at 18. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Curtis, hot corner. What do you have for me? Third base.
Travis Shaw, double dong night. It's happening. Perfect park for him. Terrible bullpen. So he's someone that I've been just plugging in. Justin Turner, it makes the most sense, especially from a cash standpoint against Dunn, who has been a little bit reverse splitsy, but I don't think it really matters. Rendon would be the monster home run call, but he's 5,100. But against Tyler Anderson, who just hasn't been a shell, he's just been a shell of himself coming back from injury. So they could definitely put up a lot of runs here. Plus, you got to like, you know, with him batting behind Trout and whatnot, just going to be in good situations. Manny Machado, I mean, it's you want home runs here, so you pick out the JD Davis would be like a sneaky home run play, 4,600 batting third.
Hey, Curtis, this is a callback. The people in chat are asking, did you also buy like the big box of the you're on team baby wipes? Did you buy a big box of the baby wipes as well?
Kirkland signature, baby. I'm good.
That's the Costco brand, I believe.
Yeah, but I also have a bidet now, so it cuts down on my. I mean, first of all, that's the if I could give that one piece of advice to everybody that will change your life is go out and just go to Tushy. Google Tushy, and
bidet you know, though you want to make sure you put it's a
bidet. No, it's a brand.
You
it's
might
a
get
brand.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's an attachment you put on. It's cheap. It's like under $100. You put it on; it'll change your life. I promise you.
Stevie, are you in team bidet? And if you don't want to answer that question, just give me some third baseman you like.
No, I'm gonna text my wife right now, so I don't forget. Like,
just text her Tushy and see what she says.
Yeah, like I'm gonna let her know about this. Like,
Stevie, you know it's gonna change yours too, my friend.
No, I'm not all about like she's all about the baby wipes. Like, I'm not all about that. Like. No, I'm good. listen, third base for me is really simple. Like, if you're paying down, it's Travis Shaw or Hunter Dozier. If you're paying up, it's Justin Turner or Anthony Rendon. Like, again, like, I feel like today is just really straightforward for me. I don't have a lot of hot takes. So, you know, I feel like those are the guys that I'm playing. So those are the guys I'm going to mention.
Yeah, and I'm just going to, one more time, going to reiterate, I don't think anybody said Yoan Moncada. So nobody said him. Unless I wasn't listening. I was reading the chat, and they're all talking
about it. No, you're good. I didn't say him. I was looking at the Oakland lineup came out, so.
Anything interesting or standard?
I think it's a bump that Murphy's not in the lineup. Allen's in the lineup. Chris Davis is not in the lineup. One of their young call-ups is in the lineup instead of Davis today. So
Machine. Great. I mean, this guy, yeah. You want this guy to be good. His name is Machine.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Bert Kreischer over here.
I don't want him to be good today.
No, I don't think so either. I'm pretty sure I'm going to play Zach Allen begrudgingly. I think that's what we're doing. It's a weird thing where I might like plug in pitchers last, which is an odd thing. Like, out of like the pool of like five that are acceptable. All right, let's jump to shortstop, Stevie. Open it up for us.
Corey Seager.
He's a lefty versus a
You just dropped the mic. Is that what you did?
I'm done. No, like Swanson and Seager. Like again, I don't have like I could sit here and name off like four or five guys that are okay, but like Swanson on my Braves stack, Seager on every team that's not my Braves stack.
What do you have, Stevie? You have a lineup HQ up in front of us. Show the people current projection as far as ownership. Obviously, this stuff is fluid. It changes the closer and closer we get the lock. The more refined it becomes, the more information we have. What are we currently seeing as far as Seager? If you can kind of branch out the other Dodgers as well, that'd be great.
Let's see. Seager is 16%. Hold on. Let me look at the rest of the Dodgers. Let's see.
This is DK specific, I assume?
Yeah, I'm on DraftKings. So Seager is 16%. Betts is like 19%. Everybody else is like 13 to 15% outside of Jock Peterson, who is 7% in the lowest zone. It's always a huge mistake when you don't roster Jock Peterson. So, but yeah, like shortstop.
Go ahead.
Shortstop overall, like projected ownership today, is kind of like three guys: Trey Turner, Corey Seager, and Swanson. Chris Taylor is interesting. Like he has 12% ownership because he's so cheap, I guess.
Yeah, he's a part of that stack. You know, he's probably gonna be batting low in the order, I presume, but. You know, people are just going to be stacking up the Dodgers. You can't get all five of the most expensive guys every single time. According to the chat, the lineup just came out. So let's go ahead and hit the refresh button on the RG page. And let's see if we got
It's Betts, Seager, Turner, Bellinger, Pollock, Muncy, Peterson, Beattie, Barnes. So Barnes, we didn't mention him. Like, he's a 3K catcher. He's cheap.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pivot off of Darno. And I think everything off of Darno is going to be, like, low-owned because the Darno pricing is just wrong. He's, like, at least 1K too cheap, probably 1.5 too cheap. On DK, almost like, yeah, he should be 4-5 or something like that. What do you have for me as far as shortstop? Turkeys, you like these guys? Confirmed? Deny? You want to throw some new names into the pool?
A lot of opportunity cost here tonight if you don't take some of these high-end guys. So, obviously, number one, leading the lead in hard hit percentage is Fernando Tatis Jr., 5,400 against Lyles, who's just not very good, in my opinion. Texas is still a it's a little bit worse than from a park standpoint as it was last season, but it's still a decent park for run production. So, I mean, this guy's just a beast. Top 10 in hard hit percentage this season is Corey Seager, who Stevie said it was just an awesome play. He's just locked in right now, crushing. Gleyber Torres is a home run candidate tonight against this Red Sox, against Perez and trash bullpen. Tim Anderson against a lefty, always right in play, but I just feel a lot of K's coming there. That's like the one matchup I really like for Boyd. Swanson as part of your Brave stacks. Trey Turner possibly. I don't know. It's you want somebody good though tonight at shortstop. So there's a lot of good value bats that have opened up. Like Adam Eaton is ridiculously priced in the outfield.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can make any of these guys work.
I don't like playing Adam Eaton. We'll talk about it in a second, but he's like, you know, at a certain point, when it gets so cheap, he's like 2.5 or 2.6. This is DK specific, but batting second, yeah, it's just a, like that's what I did. I put Eaton in, I put Darno in, and I'm like, okay, I basically can get most of the hitters I want. By the way, I just pulled it up on the fly here, Kirk Deese, as far as the hard hit rate. There is a shortstop who's actually leading the league in hard hit rate. Who do you think it is? He's also really, really young.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
He said that.
Oh, is that what you said? Yeah. Oh, no. I was reading the chat, and I was pulling something up on the fly. But
look, I got you, Kurt. I always pay attention to your little tidbits.
I ordered the tushy, and I ordered a squatty potty. I was ordering
as long as you ordered the tushy, it's all good. It's all good.
How is this spelled?
I need a referral code. I think it's TUSHY.
I think, yeah. Again, this is probably – you want to put toilet. Well, I don't know, man. Just be very cautious with your Google searches is all I would say. Any other
I text my wife. I'll let you know, Kurt.
Well, there you go. Any other shortstops that are worth a shout-out here, or shall we move on to outfielders?
I think the only other shortstop that we should mention is Jonathan Villar. Good stolen base opportunity here. Maybe a single turns into a double, you know, because of the back being open. But, yeah, Jonathan Villar is someone that I like playing for Miami, you know, batting leadoff. Just not tonight. It's all about Corey Seager tonight. It's all about Corey Seager tonight.
Eloy Jimenez, another guy popping up in the top 10 as far as hard hit rate. Bodie is number two, which is kind of interesting. Well, he barely qualifies, I guess. I'm not going to give it to him. He doesn't have enough at bats. But whatever. Let's move on. Let's talk about some outfielders. Turkeys, you open it up for us.
All right. So we got the value play, Adam Eaton, we already talked about. It just makes things easy. I'm kind of gravitating towards Blue Jays and Braves. Hard hit rate. Marcelo Ozuna is right up there at 57% hard hit rate this season. I love the matchup. I love the Braves. So he's somebody I want. Teoscar Hernandez is up there. He's somebody I want. But Cody Bellinger is going to be the most popular. Mike Trout, obviously, he gets the platoon, can make it work. Trent Grisham is going to be a value play because he's 3,600. So there's no shortage of options here, but I'm focusing on Braves and Blue Jays.
Corey Seager, by the way, number one in barrels per plate appearance percentage at 16.4%. Eloy Jimenez, number two for that. Soto's on the board. No surprise, Trout's about eight or so. Teoscar Hernandez, 10. All right. Stevie, give me some outfielders.
I like a lot of the guys that Kurt mentioned. I want to mention, like, Jacoby Jones is not hitting ninth tonight. He's hitting leadoff, 3.4K against Gio Gonzalez. So a guy that's been hitting the ball really well this season. I think he's definitely in play. Pilar batting leadoff against Montgomery. You know, I think he's another cheap option. Like, I don't love Adam Eaton. I love the fact that Adam Eaton's going to be like 15% owned because I do think like Pilar and Jacoby Jones and Gresham like are better value plays. Like, even like Adam Duvall. Grichik is another guy that I really like tonight, hitting second against Cobb. Grichik has been reverse splits throughout his whole career. Cobb is kind of reverse splits when we're looking at home runs. So, I like a lot of these cheaper outfielders. Like, if you're paying up, you know, there's a ton of options you can pay up for, but like Mookie Betts and Mike Trout are the top two options if you're paying up.
We actually have a few minutes to knock out some questions here from chat. Of course, we're going to hand it off to Crunchtime in just a few minutes. They fire it up at 6:30 for premium members. Ross going to give you an update as far as weather. Last we saw, there is some potential weather issues for the Yankees tonight, Yankee and Boston game. Not much else, but things might pop up. And again, Roth will give you the most up-to-date update. And of course, Cheese will answer all your questions in chat. The Discord. Discord's free, by the way. There's premium channels. There's free channels. Check it out at Roto-Grinders Discord. Yeah, if you guys have some questions on YouTube, we're going to do our best to knock those out as well, too. As we're doing that, or as you guys are loading them up, give me three dudes that are going to homer, Kirk Deese, and then you follow there, Stevie.
Marcelo Ozuna, Teoscar Hernandez, and Travis Shaw.
Vlad Guerrero, Biggio, and Gresham.
Yeah, you like Gresham for cash? Who's playing cash tonight? Anybody? Yes? No?
Bueller?
Bueller pitches for the Dodgers another night. I wish he was pitching tonight. I'm just locking Bueller. It'd be amazing. That's not happening, unfortunately.
I got too much CSGO research to do. I can't play cash tonight.
Give me your favorite CSGO player. Is it a person? It's a person, right?
I haven't decided yet. Like, obviously, Zywoo is probably the best play, but gotta dig in. There's a huge tournament tomorrow on DraftKings for CS:GO. That's why, like,
how big are the? Are they still big? I mean, obviously, during the when sports, the main sports were not playing, that the prize pools are huge. Have they shrunk a bit? Or they're still like they're still.
They went down a large amount, but they had been running tickets for like a 333, and tomorrow is finally the day that they're running the 333. So it's like 60K, 15K to first. So.
I saw a note here in chat. This is interesting. The Braves stolen base rating is phenomenal tonight. Anibal Sanchez historically is vulnerable to the stolen base, and He's given up two this year, 15 last year, 16 before that, 13, and then 22 before that. I don't know about the catcher battery. That's something Cardi can speak to. And again, that's something that I'm sure. No, it's not going to be Cardi. Cheese. Maybe Cheese will talk about it on premium. And I'm going to kind of check and see as far as the battery. But yeah, that's always worth noting, getting those cheap stolen bases. They're saying Shaw is a trap. I don't like Shaw either. I think he's toast. I don't want to play him. I understand he's cheap. I understand he's playing in Baltimore. He's facing a guy that's yielded a ton of homers. But I don't know, Kirk Dees. I just don't want to play Shaw. I might play him begrudgingly. I'm not happy about it, but I might click that button.
He's homering tonight. Have no fear.
Yeah, I don't think he's any good anymore.
He's way different than he was with Milwaukee.
All right. I mean, I guess. I suppose. Favorite stack, Stevie, if people weren't paying attention.
I'm trying to find which tushy I want. There's a classic. There's a spa.
Well, which one?
Well, it depends if it really comes down to if you want heated or not. I don't personally. Oh, okay. I don't need heated.
Oh,
I like it nice and cool. It's like kind of wakes you up a little bit in the morning.
The water can be heated?
Yeah, because it's like yes, it can be.
I'm intrigued. I'm
not gonna speak to the mechanics.
All right, so as far as stacks, like I pretty much said it. I love the Blue Jays, the Dodgers, and the Braves. Those are the three teams I'm playing tonight. Like, I really don't have a ton of interest in other teams. That Detroit-Chicago game, like if you're playing a bunch of teams, like game stack that, because that game could be like 10 to 12. It could also be like 2-1. So like Dean was talking about earlier, a ton of variance in that game. The range of outcomes is incredibly large. So that would be a game that I'm game stacking if I was playing a bunch of teams.
Game stacks for you, Kirk Dees? Not game stack, just like teams are stacking.
Team stacks. So, I mean, I've already Blue Jays and the Braves are my two favorite. My number three favorite would be the White Sox, because I just don't – they just have so much power upside. Even though I like I said, I kind of believe that Boyd is going to put it together and might have a really good start here. But if he doesn't, you know, it's tons of power upside in this lineup. So, I mean, you could play Encarnacion, Grandal, Jimenez, Abreu, Moncada. I mean, there's just home run after home run. I mean, actually, didn't they just back-to-back-to-back-to-back over the weekend? Did you see that?
Yes, that did happen, and it was against a rookie pitcher. But, yeah. They're asking in chat about FanDuel cash pitcher. I generally like chop my cash, and I'm probably going to chop my pitcher because I don't feel great about anybody. It's the pool of Ryu or Gallon, probably one of those two. I'm probably going to split those most likely. Stripling is more likely to land on my DK as my DK SP2. But, yeah, it's not great. Pick your poison, but, like, those are the best options of the bad options we have. Stevie, give me one dude you got to have to win tonight's big GPPs. Not in CG or in any sport, sure. CSGO or whatever.
Corey Seager.
Dirk Dees.
Marcelo Zuna.
All right, we got to go. Stay tuned for Crunch Time. Thank you to Devin for producing. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Feel free to like and subscribe. It does help our standings in the old analytics. He was Stevie. Maybe I'm pointing in the right direction. 50-50 shot. Definitely that's Kirk Dees over there for sure. I was 100% Dean. This was 100% baseball. We're out of here. Holler!